I want my 5280 gig now!
From the 5280 studios. That was kind of gnarly. Weekend Geek
Update.
Who just
burped into the microphone? Is that you?
I got broccoli.
Wow, that was...
that was actually not me for once.
Broccoli and hummus cometh my way.
No, just broccoli.
Well, there was hummus that was on the broccoli.
Not as much as you think.
Oh. Yeah. Well, everybody's here. Smurf, AA Ron, Captain Cheeseburger.
Captain?
Well,
have I been promoted?
We got promoted. You got
finally
promoted after this weekend.
really, we're blackout drunk. We're not going to get into what you had to do for
it.
Oh, no.
Beverage Farm.
They're involved.
Jesus Christ.
They're involved some dancing and shirtlessness.
No, that wasn't me. That was our artist friend who shall remain unnamed.
Oh, God.
And, of course,
same voice.
Sir Toucher of Butts Towel.
Sup.
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 Sup. All of this and more sponsored by our wonderful allies over at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in Littleton. They're our friends. We love them. We will be there next week for Tabletop Gaming.
Next week.
So we will.
The first Monday of every month.
It's almost April.
It is April. It's like, a week away from April.
It's April Fool's.
Tomorrow
so
is.
So we won't be there?
We will.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Know what I mean?
I didn't actually wink when I said wink, but... Do you get the idea?
I know how to blink.
Yes.
Okay. Imagine winking, just me just blinking.
Can you not wink? Do you know how to wink?
I know somebody at my work who can't wink. She's very self-conscious about it.
I just end up blinking with both eyes.
That's a weird thing to be upset about. I can't do that.
It's like, are you winking or blinking? It's like, I don't know.
I'm just blinking aggressively at you. Just.
I feel like I dream of cheating.
Is just one eye going when I do this? No.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing from Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah. Yeah,
yes, there you go.
Anyway.
We're back. And Aaron's alive.
Alive!
We had some fun on...
What the fuck?
Friday night.
Yeah, Friday was...
Friday night was quite the...
Whose stupid idea was it to do that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's go out drinking the day before, like, a pretty important thing.
And we had an event the next day, of course, All Seas Fan Expo, who's been sponsoring the top five.
It was hilarious.
It was actually a great turnout. Aaron did not make it.
He thought you were dead.
I thought I was dead too.
He's alive? Yeah. Oh.
Maybe.
Well,
somebody drove him here. Someone drove him home, thank God, is the more appropriate.
Listen, I'm always going to be safe.
You are responsible.
Yeah, okay.
Ever since you did drive your car off of a cliff and blew all four tires.
That wasn't him, that was Tony.
Who's Tony?
Who's Tony? Oh, is that what he calls himself?
The tiger? Wait, is that what I call myself when I'm drunk? It's my alter ego?
Yes.
just like, hey, it's drunk Tony.
There's drunk Tony.
Like, the fuck is Tony?
Who's Tony?
I'm on a spirit quest.
I do have to admit, the costumes that we saw for Disney's Dark Deviant were impressive.
No.
Some of them were.
No.
There was one in particular that was the least impressive thing I've seen in a long time.
What was it?
Was it that guy in the dress of Snow White?
No.
That guy was creepy.
No, that was just weird.
Because
he actually had effort in his costume.
He had effort, but wasn't he the one that just kind of kept stalking us?
Yeah.
He was kind of floating around the VIP area with us?
Yeah, it's because I think he knew somebody at the table, I feel like. And I'm like, I was too drunk to recognize him if I did know him. And I'm like, I don't know anybody who wears dresses.
Not that I judge
for wearing dresses.
It
was a nice dress.
That's the weirdest statement that I thought I would ever hear out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who wears dresses.
You were rocking that dress. Now, the one I'm talking about, there was this woman dressed up like Sleeping Beauty, and she had cat ears and a cat tail, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
So the Cheshire Cat meets Alice.
No, but it wasn't. It was Sleeping Beauty.
Okay, that's weird.
It was Princess Aurora, and I was just like, I don't know
what to do with that.
Was she taking a cat nap? Was she going for a cat nap?
But the Snow White dude was creepy. Because I honestly
was
expecting
was
one of you to suddenly disappear and be missing a kidney later.
Our body to be found.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Hey, I went to Micro Center. We calculated some of the stuff. Literally, I need to sell a kidney.
Wow.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's like, here, take this.
kidney.
Which kidney are you going to sell? Left one or the right?
That's
one?
A Letgo commercial you haven't seen yet.
Here's my kidney.
I've been holding
no,
on to
no,
this
no,
kidney.
Letgo.
Yeah,
no,
just holding it.
Literally, I was like looking. Now I have to like sign up for Letgo to see if they're selling black market organs on it.
Oh yeah, by all means.
By all means.
Oh, that's good to know. Actually,
it's like here,
Craigslist
you
took my
yours is
down,
like new.
No.
Hell.
Wait, what?
Your kidney. I mean,
you're
I mean,
fresh.
Probably. My liver's not.
Yeah.
You're fresher than Aaron.
My poor
oh,
liver.
Oh, most likely.
Hey, listen, my kidneys are fine, okay?
I would not.
Not
I,
too much
no,
a lot of
I
other
wouldn't
things.
Put money on that.
Not for
a
long.
A lot of other things that are shutting down.
I think I'm healthy.
Didn't your last doctor visit, he give you a punch list of things that you should probably avoid, and most of them are what you do on a regular basis?
Okay, no, okay. So he told me to stop drinking and smoking for like a week, and I was like, are there other options, or can you just cut out the lung? Like,
just take it. Take the lung now.
Take it. That's going to be easier.
Is one hanging out with Smurf? Like, just stop hanging out with that guy. Deal.
Toxic.
I am a flower.
You're toxic flower.
You're not an innocent flower.
More like a Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I am the Black Lotus.
You're in the nightshade.
The Black
family.
Lotus.
Are you... Is this...
Is that a race thing?
No.
No, it's a magic card?
Yay.
I know.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I've played magic
before. Do you stick
before.
Your nose in that? You should stick your nose in that. Every time I see foam
I
on
I don't
a,
want to stick my nose
you
in
have to do it. Ah!
I would stick my nose in that.
There's chicken. Foam on the drink. You gotta,
chicken.
You gotta rub it.
Chicken.
Fight me, nerd.
All right, hold on.
Hold on. Getting out of
I'm
the way.
I'm challenging him, not you.
Chicken McFly?
This is trial by combat.
Trial by stone.
I'm wearing a tie. I'm not going to fight you today.
Not today.
We'll take the tie
not
out.
Not today.
Yeah,
no, I don't
want to
take that because then the tie will get dirty.
Like a no,
I'll hold
I
mean, it for
you.
Use against you.
No, it's a gentleman's fight. You take
yeah,
the tie off
the tie
and then
off.
You beat the shit out of the woman.
You got to have
well, fisticuffs. I'll be nice.
I don't have your mustache to do the gentleman boxing.
Yeah, my mustache
you
isn't curled right now.
I never will. No.
The gentleman boxing. Are you still boxing in law school?
I thought you were just
what do you mean?
The twirly mustache to tie women to railroad tracks.
You know I'd snidely whiplash the shit out of that.
Oh,
yes. Monocle even. Top hat, monocle.
I'm not curling my mustache today.
Snidely whiplash.
So I can't make these jokes.
Oh, all right.
God. Did on Friday.
The big bubble has popped, and Fox is now under Disney's control. The
no!
gauntlet is almost complete for Disney's world domination.
Well, what do they need next?
I don't know.
Sony, officially.
Sony, maybe.
They don't own Sony.
I think what they should do next is acquire some more land for their property, so they should buy the rest of California.
They'll take over the bacon industry, and we'll be doomed.
Oh, you know what?
No.
They
not
can
the
have,
bacon.
They can have Oklahoma.
Not the bacon.
We'll take Oklahoma as a loss. They can just have it.
I don't know.
I don't disagree
it.
With this.
Yeah, I don't think
Do you know anyone from Oklahoma?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, I do
exactly.
not.
Exactly. They can be exactly. homeless for all I care. All
right. I mean, they could even dress up the panhandle a little bit, you know, make it
panhandle.
Make it look cartoony, you know, it'll be great. Yeah.
Right.
They're Where like, else is Disney going to go?
They're
shit.
Like Demure, Texas.
Demure, Texas?
Demure, Texas?
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Okay.
They're like the quieter Texans. Oh. They have smaller hats.
Smaller hats.
It's the only difference.
their bowlers are sunk
smaller.
In.
They have less flashy boots. They don't feel the need to like put their state on everything.
Oh my god! The woman next to us yesterday, when we were at Einstein's with the shiny shoes.
Oh my god, those look like clown shoes.
They've been embedded into my brain ever since breakfast.
Yo, I was.
You guys go to the Waffle House?
No, we were at Einstein's, and this woman, she had these. They looked very comfortable.
They look very comfortable.
Good.
But they look like a Crayola marker factory exploded all over them with the glitter.
Were they like elf shoes?
No, they look like a, like, okay, if Doc Martens and Crocs got together and made a shoe.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
So like Croc boots?
No, they were, so they look like
Croc Martens.
They were like leather Crocs is what they were. They were like close-toed.
Croc Martens.
Close-toed Doc Martens. Or not Doc Martens. What am I thinking? Birkenstocks. So like Birkenstock and Crocs had a baby.
Now I like Croc Martens.
Croc
better.
Martens better.
Yeah. Well,
new t-shirt name, I call it.
Croc Martens.
Croc Martens.
Just hashtag Croc Martens. Okay.
Hashtag
so
can you
trend that.
Please make sure you put that in.
Trend it. And
trend
and they,
it.
And they were sparkly.
Make it trendy, goddammit.
They were
give
sparkly.
Give me pictures of Spider-Man.
They had foil. They had
foil?
A metallic foil sparkle to them in
yes.
the leather.
Okay.
And we're looking at them, and I was looking at them, and I was like, do they squeak when she walks?
It's giving me a headache just looking at them.
Because the toes were like, and then the rest was like regular shoe.
But the toe was just that bulbous Ronald McDonald shape.
It was very round at the end.
Is she secretly Sora from Kingdom Hearts?
Big ass clown feet.
Yeah. I mean, were they big shoes or were they like normal size shoes?
They were normal size shoes. They just look like tiny clown shoes.
Sweet. Croc Martens.
So anyway, back to the fox conversation.
I'm out.
Speaking of clowns.
Well, no, and speaking of clowns, everything that has gone on has been wiped out, with the exception of Deadpool.
Yeah, I like how they're just like, no, we'll leave that one alone. That one's fine.
Yeah, Deadpool's fine. Deadpool 3 is on target. It's not going to be X-Force like the original rumor had been. Well, that idea has been scrapped.
Spoiler alert, all of X-Force died.
They went kaput.
Yeah.
Rip.
Unless the snap brought them back.
No, I was going to... So that's my question. Do you think Deadpool 3 will take place in the MCU with no explanation?
Oh,
like
that would
all
be
of a sudden, like all the characters are the same. You know, we still have like Cable, you know, Josh Brolin is Cable. We still have, oh God, what is her name? I love the woman who plays Domino.
Yeah, I can't think of her name.
Have all those same actors and everything. And then it's just Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool and they're just in the MCU.
Yes.
With no explanation. And you're just like, oh, okay.
Well,
so the X-Men are just here, no explanation?
Well, the X-Men are gone.
Yeah.
I mean, they're...
Oh, they're wiped out, yeah. No, I still want Russian Colossus, though. That's all I care about.
Yes.
Keep Russian Colossus.
And I just laugh a little harder because the Dark Phoenix saga film coming out is basically... This is it. They better...
Oh, yeah.
This is their big hurrah.
I saw a trailer for it today, and I'm like, oh, what a train wreck. And then there literally was a train wreck at the end of the trailer. So.
What are we talking about?
X-Men.
X-Men. The end of God. X-Men as we know
the
it, thank
Phoenix.
God.
Hasn't X-Men been a the train Dark wreck Phoenix. Since 1995?
Not totally.
No, the first X-Men movie is actually decent.
First and second one.
No, don't talk about this. The second one's boring. The first one's fine.
First one is fine.
We'll leave it alone. First one's fine. And then, what was it? First Class? I like X-Men First Class. Mm. And Days of Future Past, I think those are okay. Mm. Apocalypse is garbage.
I like Logan.
yeah. And Deadpool. Deadpool's great. Deadpool 1 and 2 are great.
So Deadpool's the only one that survives.
You don't like X-Men Origins Wolverine? It's got Deadpool in it, though.
God, so, that was so weird.
Okay, fan art challenge for the site. Any artist may apply.
Oh.
Keep it PG-13-ish. Okay. Ish.
Go on. Ish. My art hands are ready.
I want to see a battle royale fight between the mouse and Deadpool.
All right.
Hashtag Croc Martens.
Hashtag Croc Martens. We're going to make it a thing.
All right, we'll make it a
hashtag
thing.
Hashtag is Croc Martens.
Why are we going to make Croc Martens
the winner?
Because you
winner.
Wanted it to be a thing.
We make it a thing.
Oh, my God.
The winner, whoever
Crocs.
We pick,
purple Crocs,
will receive a decal, one of the new pins.
I'll make a prize pack.
Can I have one of those?
Yeah, we'll get you.
Yeah, we'll
can
get
I just
one
have
of those.
All of that without participating?
No.
I'll give you a crisp high five.
Can I draw a stick figure?
We'll get a prize pack.
There will be a prize pack
I'll
available
make a prize
for
pack.
This.
Yeah, and the crisp high five, if we can't get it right, the you know, we're going to keep going until we get it.
We're just gonna mail you Tao. You have to feed her.
You have to feed her.
Not after midnight.
She accepts Doritos and Mountain Dew as payment.
Only if it's code red.
That's
okay,
fair.
Gotta have scanners.
Not Livewire.
Oh, I haven't had that.
Because it's basically
guys,
game fuel.
Focus.
Yeah, but I haven't
we're doing
had
a
that
challenge.
Was that
challenge.
The white one?
No, it's the
challenge
one.
The
Livewire.
One?
Yeah,
challenge. Oh, I haven't had it. Sorry.
So Battle Royale, Mouse versus Deadpool.
Mouse versus Deadpool. I want to see some of our local artists, see what you come up with. We'll do a prize pool, or we'll just post it up on the site.
I'll submit one.
All right.
I'll pop out of a box.
We'll get it posted. We'll expose it. Well, when there'll be a prize pool pack.
A prize pool.
Prize pack.
There you go.
Yeah, prize pool. Well
Yay.
Done.
Yep, that's what you meant to say.
That is what I meant to say. Well done, Aaron.
Not a word fuck up at all.
No. None whatsoever.
Whatever, man.
Roll with it.
Speaking of the end, there were some tears, some heavy sighs, and the breaking of female hearts all across the country.
Wait, Jason Momoa married?
Jason Momoa has always been
actually.
Married.
Yeah, he's
got kids too.
Yeah,
I know. Like, is he?
He's married again.
Is he taking a sister wife? And it wasn't me. Like, damn it.
The three beefcakes of Supernatural announced to the world next season will be the last of Supernatural.
Oh, finally, I mean, my condolences.
15 seasons.
Really?
Beefcakes?
Those guys?
The two of them. Yeah, the third one though. The
Misha Collins.
You really? think people consider Misha Collins?
I don't think I don't any know. Of them is beef gay. They're
I can see Misha Collins and Ezra Miller being really good friends. They're both really
I think
weird.
All of them are like very, very close-niched. All
right, so Supernatural's going away. What are we going to replace it with?
I don't know. There's a lot of shows that are like pulling the plug.
Something not Disney.
Supernatural spin up their
no,
kids.
That might be
it's
a real thing.
It's their kids.
Yeah, no, they're what is it? The Wayward Sisters or whatever is supposed to be their spinoff.
Oh, shut
Wayward
up.
Wayward
really?
Sisters.
Yeah.
Oh,
where
God.
Did they come from?
What? Charmed.
Ah,
fuck
now
that,
that
new
makes
charm
sense.
Show.
Yeah, no.
The old charm show. I'll tell you right now.
They made a new one.
Yeah, there's a new one.
What the hell?
Reboots.
It was
all
on.
The reboots.
We turned. We were watching Netflix, and then we, you know, we turned Netflix off, and it goes back to regular TV, and it was on, and I was like, "What is this?"
I feel like it was on just as long as oh god, what was that one that just got remade and they canceled them as me? Was it a detective show where he drives a Ferrari?
Magnum P.I.?
Magnum P.I.
Because that one got canceled, too.
Yeah, it's up there with that new MacGyver with that creepy Ken doll thing they have there.
MacGyver's
I know, it's
still going.
Is it still going?
Yes.
It's still going.
See, because I knew Magnum P.I. was, like, it just disappeared, and everybody's like, what happened?
Because Magnum P.I. does not hold up.
No, not anymore.
No, he does not hold up.
Because he doesn't have the Burt Reynolds mustache, and it just
well, he
weird.
Just, he's scrawny, he's kind of mousy, he's not Tom Selleck.
It's borderline toxic mousy.
Oh, yeah, it was Tom Selleck, not Burt Reynolds.
Stop.
He still had the Burt Reynolds
Stop
mustache.
Stop thinking I'm dead.
He had the mustache.
I'm very much alive, guys.
It's funny.
I just look like I've had one too many cheeseburgers.
Big hat, it's funny.
Where are you going?
Gotta get my turn.
Tom Selleck and Burt Reynolds are apparently the same person.
Yes, they are. But that so Magnum PI got sacked.
As far as I'm aware, I have not seen anything.
Wow.
About it being on anymore. It just kind of it's gone. Yeah.
Well, and modern
somebody's still a fan.
Modern Family. This is their last season.
That you know what? Actually, that one lasted just long enough for it to still be good. So it's not like Supernatural where it's gone on so long that they're like, well. What if we just do an entire season where the bad guy's name is Dick and we just make dick jokes the entire time? And they did. And it worked out. And then they tried replacing the car and everybody freaked out.
Yeah, don't mess with the car.
Yeah.
The car is canon. That's staple right there.
Yeah,
but I can't. I mean, after 15 years, I mean, what?
Yeah, they did a Scooby-Doo crossover, and that I think was like
I watched that episode, and what I loved about it is the Mystery Machine was still faster, no matter what.
Yeah, they tried to drive their car, and they got there like way before, and they're like, "How'd you guys get here?" No, what I like is when they all become self-aware, and like Shaggy breaks his arm.
Zoinks. And then they just lose their shit.
Yeah. Like, wait, angels are real? Demons are real? That means heaven and hell are real. That means we can die.
Yeah.
Gypsies are real.
I don't know what's there left to do for the show. There really is. They jumped the shark 10 times already at this point.
That was season 3. I feel like they literally jumped the shark.
I feel like the pilot is all like, hey guys, we're going to start a show. It was like Seinfeld. We're like, we're going to make a show about nothing. Supernatural was like, hey man, we're going to start a show by jumping the shark. Like, let's do that.
First season, honestly,
it was dark. It was
normal.
Cool.
First season was normal. Second season was still normal.
But
third season, they're like, "What if the aliens were ghosts too?" And you're like, "Oh,
well, you got to look at the competition and who they were up against. They had Smallville was their lead in.
That's right.
Oh, so God. You're watching, you know,
Smallville is not competition.
The Kool-Aid. It was back in the day. The Kool-Aid version.
So was the Aquaman
Superman
TV show.
Shot it.
That was only because...
And the Flash TV show.
It was only because it was still, like, that weird transition period between when the 90s had ended and Y2K didn't happen. We didn't know what to do with ourselves.
Yeah, because we thought we would all
be dead.
You
mean I have to pay off my credit cards?
And there was... And Felicity was a good show. Like, there was nothing... There was no better options. You know why we watched this crap? Because there was no better options.
That's how things survive.
Yeah.
It was... AMC still had movies on it. Like, man, we didn't know...
It's true.
We had no idea.
Yeah, AMC did used to just show movies, huh?
So modern,
like Turner Classic Movies.
So we lose Modern Family. We lose Magnum P.I. No great, no good.
God, you're old.
You are old.
What does AMC stand for?
American Multi Classics. I know it's American Movie Cinema. Fuck off.
He's like
American Movie Channel.
He's like, shut up! I'm on a spiritual quest.
You mean
a spiritual one?
Turner Classic Movies.
No.
They still show movies.
I know they do.
They do, but that's all they've got.
I love
TMC.
I love it.
They don't have anything, though.
TCM.
They
show reruns of Golden Girls a lot.
I do like
Thank
that.
Thank you for being a friend.
I really misunderstood that show when I was a kid.
Travel down the road and back again.
Why? Because you didn't realize Blanche was such a hooker?
I don't want to talk about it.
That's a yes.
There's no. There's
speaking of shows that should have been canceled.
It would take a PowerPoint explanation.
Ooh,
we just don't have that kind
eyes
of bandwidth.
Charts.
We don't have that kind of bandwidth.
We don't have that kind of time.
We'll make the time.
And you know what? The one show that I'm happy to see go is.
Oh yeah, I got it. Speaking of shows that should be canceled.
Oh, Jane the Virgin needs to, that show never.
Oh, Jane the Virgin.
Fuck that show.
Well, that show is based. It's actually a remake.
Is it really?
Really?
Yeah. So, okay. So it's a very popular.
You're on the Bible.
There's a very popular thing.
Her name was Mary.
That's being done it's actually a good thing that it happens. But at the same time, I'm not the audience. But what they do is they take telenovelas from Latin America and they remake them here in America in English for American audiences. And that's what Jane the Virgin is. So it technically is a remake.
It's a horrible remake. That makes sense. Never should have been done.
No, it's a telenovela, so, I mean, it's horrible just on its own.
Over-dramatized.
Yeah, it's a telenovela. Ugly Betty was
like General Hospital.
Exactly.
Nobody likes soap operas. My mom used to like soap operas.
That's why I don't watch Walking Dead anymore. See how I
segue? Soap operas.
See how I segue?
Show's continuing going.
Speaking The Walking Dead, episode 15 last night aired for the season 9.
Oh, man. Did anybody watch it?
I didn't.
I did. I've been watching. And oh, my God. They did a house cleaning. Everybody's dead. They went to town on this one.
So who the hell's even left now? Without spoiling too much, it's like, I know Rick left.
Rick is gone.
A helicopter.
Michonne leaves next season.
Great.
Maggie's gone.
Glenn's gone.
The only ones we really have
Carl's are dead.
Daryl, Carol, and
King Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
Oh, man. The characters everybody's grown to know and love over the years.
Well, and
I don't know who the fuck King Ezekiel is.
So, he's the guy that has the tiger.
He's awesome. The tiger guy. Okay.
He
can't carry the show.
No.
And the problem that we have. So, in the comic, this scene happens in the comic as far as at the end of the issue when the Whisperers invade the kingdom during the festival.
Oh yeah, because they're the talking zombies. Yeah.
Yes.
Why hello there.
They take out.
Nice accent.
Why hello.
They take out. King.
They take out.
I wish I was sorry. I just can't.
Out the king. The Whisperers show up.
They take out the
Everybody's
king
dead.
And they take out Rosita. We have no idea how it happens. It's just at the end of the issue, you see their heads on spikes.
Wow.
Awesome.
So they took that.
Wait, is there pictures?
And then went to the next level. Yeah. And there's a couple of. I wasn't thinking that they would take out Ezekiel and Rosita. Especially with Rosita's story just
spoilers.
Starting with the love triangle and being pregnant and all of that. And Ezekiel's pretty much the only recognizable figurehead we have left with Michonne on her way out the door.
Yeah.
So are they just going to, can they just revamp the series? Like, oh wait, they tried that.
They tried that.
It didn't work.
I like how they left her glasses on.
Yeah, they did leave her glasses on so you could recognize her.
Oh, the Whisperers?
Yes. So these are the victims. These are the victims that the Whisperers went into the market during the festival and took out and put their heads
that's
on.
That's a lot of people.
That's
a lot of recognizable characters that were just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, okay, the first three, they're the new highwaymen that they introduced, evidently. To just be fodder.
Wow.
This one, no one's pretty heavy. Grace Under Fire. She got introduced to halfway point, and I was surprised that she was on the spike. The two big ones are, three big ones. You've got Tara, who's been with the group for a while, who's the leader of Hilltop. You've got the one girlfriend of Carl's. I never remembered her name. it's Enid.
Enid.
Enid, who was a doctor and actually kind of looked like she was going to have a role. She gets smoked. But my happy stance was that the prince, Henry? Henry got smoked.
Nice.
So
it's
I was
when
just,
Joffrey died and everybody was like, all right.
I didn't like his character. I wasn't, and it's a perfect catalyst to get Carol crazy, batshit crazy again, and just set her, okay, set her loose.
I don't care anymore.
I feel like this show's been going on, like, for a while now.
We're just doing the same thing of things are going good, and then these bad guys showed up, and they tried to kill us, so we had to kill them.
Again.
I like something new. And for the first, like, 5 seasons, there was something new of no, now we have to trust again. And yeah, how do we trust again?
Well, because they kept moving. And like, if they keep stopping at these places... And it's like, I understand that's how you have to have a story, but I liked it whenever there were nomads. I liked it whenever...
I liked it
better
with the
nomads.
How are
we going to survive the winter? And yeah, how do we reconnect and stop killing people? And see, that was interesting and growth and arc. No more of that. Now it's just the days of our undead, I tell you.
Yeah, we go to the civilization. We sit at civilization for an entire season.
Well, and you know what? The Whispers have made this a point of we move.
Yeah, I like that.
You like our new campsite?
There is story here, but they're choosing to not do it. It's not that these characters aren't great. It's not that the ideas of what if there was a group like this? Okay, how would that interact? Well, they go to war! Shut up, Kirkman.
And how do you fight a war?
They go to war to kill everybody. We just kill everybody. Shut up, Kirkman.
Well, how do you go to the war when you can't identify the villain?
That's a good point.
How do you fight?
That would have been a more interesting story.
Because in this episode, they send in the walkers first, wear them down, and then they surround Daryl, Carol, and the other people that are out on their own in the dark.
Daryl and Carol.
Daryl, Carol.
And Michonne.
That always like, sounds like a bad nursery rhyme to me, where it's like, Daryl, Carol, and Nod. And I'm just like, I'm waiting.
Croc Martins.
Oh, no.
Hashtag Croc Martins.
Trend it.
What pisses me off is, haven't they learned by now? You don't go walking out in the forest in the middle of the night.
No one's
learned.
That
is the moral of the freaking story.
It's 8 years into the apocalypse, and no one has learned anything.
Yeah, obviously.
We're going to go walk around in the forest without lights.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of characters who don't learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're tracking bloodstains, and Daryl, of course, can like evidently track in the dark because there's this little puny flashlight. And
he's got night vision.
He's got a dog.
No, he left the dog behind, thankfully, because I'm afraid if he had the dog, it would have died.
I can't take another dog killing.
No,
I can't.
Another
take
pet
it.
Died.
Is the baby still alive?
The baby's grown up.
I don't care.
What?
Yeah, the baby's like 7.
What?
Oh. That's what I'm saying. And no
when
one's and no one's learned halfway through the season at the most awkward point.
Oh, did they just jump?
They just jumped at the most awkward point.
I feel like
point.
We talked about this before.
We did.
Where it was just
and
like,
you didn't care either.
Yeah.
See? Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares, Kirkman.
We got Dodson. See, we got Dodson here.
So next week is the season finale.
There's going to be like a diehard Kirkman fan who's just going to like come find me at Comic Fest and slug me. He's like, you shut up! You leave Brittany alone! I'm going to write a strongly worded email.
I would be impressed if that could happen, personally. I'll just skim the first 3 sentences. I'm out.
To whoever I may concern.
Is there any grammatical
error? Nope, don't care.
I'm going to make a drinking
game. It's whomever.
Out of it.
Whomever.
It's whomever, yes. I'm making a drinking game out of it if it has terrible grammar. I'm just saying.
No.
For whom?
Fair
belt
enough. The last episode for this tragic season will be airing next week.
Has not yet happened.
Yes. So since I watched this, I didn't get to watch American Gods or Supergirl.
Okay, so I caught a little bit of American Gods, and it is annoying.
Let's say, is it still a show you don't like?
Yeah.
All right.
And you know what? The thing is I want to like it. Oh, I do. But all I seem to do is just keep introducing new characters. Like
that's weird.
That seems to be like all they're doing. It's just
that's kind of how the book is.
They're just Well, that's not how you story.
Yeah. Like, now that you're saying it out loud, I'm like, I'm realizing because I remember reading the book and it's like, well, this is the god of this, and I'm like, neat.
Yeah, but they don't do anything. They just show up and like, I'm impressive. It's very Dragon Ball Z.
Well, and
not the good Dragon Ball.
Not the good Dragon Ball.
I was going to say, don't make me argue with you. The Cell Saga is still some of the best television.
GT's still garbage, though.
Hey, man, don't.
Yeah.
GT's just not.
Dragon Ball and early Dragon Ball Z, you cannot get me to say a bad thing about that. But I'm talking about like later Dragon Ball Z, where it's just like we just spend 15 episodes staring at each other going, I accumulate power! Next week on Dragon Ball Z, they stare at each other some more.
I mean, GT is garbage, but as opposed to like the movies and stuff like that, and the newer episodes, it's actually getting pretty good.
I like Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, it's actually pretty. Getting pretty good.
Yeah, but no. So I mean, yeah, they're just introducing more characters.
I've heard it's good.
No, they're showing off special effects. They did come out with the movies. Mm. More movies.
They're using their budget.
The census that I'm getting is if Wednesday and Shadow weren't there, and it was there's hope that something might actually happen. And I'm like, wow, that's not a good sign.
I like Orlando Jones's character, Nazi. He's cracked me up, but there's not enough of him.
Well, apparently, if they would just like focus in on the funeral home people, that would actually make everything more interesting.
Mm. Okay.
And it's just there's just too many characters. It's worse than Game of Thrones at this point. Of who are these people?
Oh yeah, I had to sit there and like I kept asking Devin questions about which characters were which because I was like, now who's that again? And she's like, ugh. And I'm like, but I don't remember any of their names.
She's like, just to help me.
I have that problem with Lord of the Rings, and there's not that many characters. I'm just bad with names.
Well, to help you even with worse names, one of the best shows has landed on Netflix last week.
What's that?
Korean Odyssey.
Oh yeah, gosh.
I did
Wait,
see
that's
that.
On Netflix?
Yes.
Netflix. Now I have no excuse
did,
not
yeah,
to watch
I
it.
Yeah, I did see that too. And I was just like, isn't this the show that Red really, really likes?
Yes.
That
yes.
All of
the yeah, it is.
Yeah, and Smurf and Colton were talking about it the first time I met Colton. And I didn't say a word to Colton because I was just listening to their conversation
about, a
about this
fish.
Show.
And, yeah, you
and
know,
I was just, and then
know
he walked away and I was just like, I don't.
He didn't know it was a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron didn't want to look stupid, so he didn't ask anything.
I don't understand.
He just grabs a beer.
Yeah, I just kept nodding.
You did go for a drink right after this conversation.
Actually, that was a Galaxy Fest.
Korean dramas on Netflix, which is rad. And this is
what's
now,
it called? Yeah, I'll put it on my
it's
list.
Korean Odyssey.
Korean Odyssey.
Korean Odyssey.
There's 20 episodes.
Okay.
That's it.
It's
done.
The translation is different than the one I did, and I'm a little insulted because the person who did the translation, or I should say the team that did this translation, they assume that we're white and we don't understand anything about Asian culture, so they made some choices like the idea of you understand what I'm gonna.
It made me think of Pokemon where they have to retranslate some things to make it
more American.
Like, no, but
this is a jelly donut.
And I was like, wow, this donut's amazing. That's a rice ball.
Yeah, it's clearly a rice ball.
No, they because we don't have a direct translation to the idea of like big brother, big sister.
Oh, Hyung and
Yeah, it's different. It's different in every language, Huna. but that idea of a person that you just hold and respect and you see them that
Hyung,
way,
Huna,
it doesn't Opa. Translate directly, so they leave it out, and they just and there's conversations that don't make sense where there's actually a whole conversation where they're arguing about like no he's not your Hemi, I'm your Hemi, like no don't call him Opa, I'm Opa. And that's literally what they're saying in Korean.
Oh, so they don't even translate it?
But the translation
the translation's is, weird. They're like, you can take his surname.
Don't call him, call me.
So that's not even in the...
That's confusing.
Yeah.
That is
confusing. And it's like, guys, anime has been a part of our lives.
I mean, they always do like a little...
We're all weebs here, all right?
Like a little translation
for 20
too.
Years.
Yeah,
like we understand this cultural thing. That's part of why we like... Watching shows about Asian
culture.
Yeah,
like
anytime
you're like senpai or something, they'd say, oh, upperclassmen. You're like, oh, okay, it's a sir thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Why didn't they do
Japanese
that with
Japanese subtitles
Hyung, Huna,
are very good
Opa.
About explaining
And the translation
what
that
means.
I watched when I was watching it on the internet, like they did that. They just literally explained. Like they have
I
subtitles
like
of
so
the subtitles explaining.
Yeah.
Like that's what we're saying.
That's a good way to do it. A lot of animes do that because it's like some words don't translate.
Well, and like translators who do it for free always do it like that way.
The license plate is actually a play on words because the character's name is Sonongo, and the way they have the license plate is he literally uses the phonetic numerical terms and it comes out as Go.
Uh-huh.
And it comes out as a vanity plate, even though it's technically not a vanity plate. And they don't and like
that's clever,
and
they probably don't address
but they
it.
They don't translate it on the Netflix one. And it's like that's such a all right.
So he's looking at the license plate. It's supposed to be significant, and
but then you don't know.
You have no idea.
And
that bothers me.
They've also changed the zombies girl.
Yeah,
name.
They didn't. So for the most part, they just say zombie, very very American word. Said with Korean accent.
Zombie.
But they changed it to...
Well, and so they made her name that literally translates to like something like dead girl.
Uh-huh.
A feminine dead girl.
Feminine dead girl.
Well, like a feminine term that basically just like a cutesy word for dead, and they just translated it to. So the translation I had is they were literally just calling her dead girl, but with affection. And she's like, that shall be my name, because I do not remember my name. Well, now you get the translation, and they're calling her Richie. And I'm like, that
Richie?
No.
What?
No. Yeah. No, thought, Google Translate. Okay. No.
I thought the Death Note all according to Keikaku thing was like a funny thing, but I think that one's funnier.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, because someone who translated Death Note like online and stuff like that, they said, all according to Keikaku, and then top left, they just put Keikaku Min's plan. So it's just like, why didn't you say all according to Keikaku?
Yeah, why would you do that?
It's a waste.
So, of course, we're back into it, and it's still wonderful. Don't take our... are hypercritical of us.
Well, yeah. And actually, a lot of foreign things I've seen on Netflix. I mean, I watched a Turkish thing where they keep translating the male child of my brother as niece.
Again, I think they just have one guy who's back there translating, and he's like, man, I don't know, they're saying some Korean shit.
and I'm like, why do you people have a job and I don't? I could have hired me. I could do this better.
Oh, my God.
Great. But it's on. You need to watch it.
Worth a watch, Korean Odyssey.
Just alone for the Monkey King, in my opinion.
Oh, it's funny.
It's funny.
And horrifying. Like, it's part horror movie, part comical.
It's horror, and then all of a sudden it goes full tilt, kind of Ring style,
yeah.
And then just hits the brakes.
And then there's a slide.
I love that.
And then there's a slide whistle.
Yeah,
horror comedy is my favorite thing when it's done well.
Yeah,
because it's so off putting. Because it's like all of a sudden there's this really horrifying, scary like murder scene, and then somebody's got just a clown nose, and you're just like, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening, but I'm really committed to this.
The octopus is hilarious.
It's unsettling.
It's very unsettling.
Again, we've had the same conversation about 100 times.
Octopus.
I still don't understand.
So well, you will.
Just
will.
Watch he it. Shows up in episode 9. No, 8.
It's whatever. Yes. He shows up when he shows up. It's funny.
It's worth it. And then, of course, Red's explaining it to me. She's like, okay, so we're about halfway through. She's like, all right, now all the characters have been introduced. Now we start the story. And when I'm like... Holy crap. So we spent half of the show, half the series.
That's a lot of exposition.
Just setting up the characters.
There's a lot of backstory and exposition.
Now we're getting to the meat.
Well, it's
like Yu Yu Hakusho, where it's just like first season.
Yeah, it's very episodic where it's, you know, something happens, evil spirits show up, we have to fight evil spirits, we defeat evil spirits, next episode. There's romantic tension that stops about episode 9. Episode 9, they go into this full-on story arc where we're not doing that anymore. We're doing this.
Yeah, well, you're done with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The love story's done. We don't care.
Oh no, the love story is just getting started.
It gets hotter.
He's gonna go. He has no idea. He has no.
Ghost boner.
Exactly.
Oh God! Is someone going to like figure out that like they're actually brother and sister, and then one of them has cancer?
No.
But they love each other anyway.
What are you watching?
Star Wars.
Korean dramas.
Oh, okay.
She's not wrong.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Star Wars.
Sorry. Just like, I love you too. We can't be together. Why? Because I'm your sister. What?
Dun, dun, dun.
It's like, I also have cancer. It's like, why? And I'm converted to Christianity. Why? Why?
What?
I mean, most Koreans are Christian, so I mean...
Jesus?
Christian.
Sure.
Quote, unquote.
Speaking of coming to Jesus, there was a moment this week
at the
Hollywood Bowl that Bill and Ted made a miraculous announcement that we broke the story months ago of it was on... Then it was off. Well, evidently, not only is it back on,
it's
official. It's filming, and the fan favorite Death is returning.
Thank God.
Thank God,
it's just Death and nothing else from
sooner
that movie.
Or later, you dance with the Reaper.
Hey. No, as long as the other things from Bill and Ted at the end,
I can't dance.
We can skip that. We all know what it is. We don't need to talk about it.
You mean Station?
No, Station.
Get rid of Station.
Station doesn't need to be there.
No, Station.
Station never needed to be there in the first place.
I don't disagree.
How
to ruin a perfectly good movie in One Easy Step.
No, and you know what? Out of all of the characters that I want to see come back, I want to see Death come back.
Yeah, I'll take Death back.
He was actually kind of...
Well, we're not getting Rufus.
I'll embrace him like, oh, Rufus.
Oh,
oh, sorry. Elf in the room.
Too soon.
What are you talking about too soon? We're talking about it now.
It's the same reason we're not getting Goose in Top Gun 2.
Oof. Ooh.
No.
Well, the actor's not dead, but...
No, but...
Similar, but different.
They're dead.
He got up close and personal with a canopy. Just yes, George Carlin is dead. But, you know, we could do some weird computer...
No!
Grand Moff Tarkin shit with...
Bet you a dollar they do. Bet you a dollar they do.
I don't think they have that kind of budget.
I think they do.
It's Bill and
you think so?
I think Keanu Reeves can fund the thing himself. He could probably fund this movie himself.
He probably could.
He probably is.
After the John Wick money he's getting...
Well, in John Wick 3, the new trailer landed.
Yeah,
Parabellum.
I saw that motorcycle battle thing. That looks
A lot of people
thing.
Coming out with swords on motorcycles. And
I'm in.
Caveman brain went, yes.
Done.
Yes, do it.
I don't want to watch the movie. I just want to watch that bit.
And you know what? I'm so in.
Even, I don't care why.
I'm looking past Halle Berry being
brain
in
says
there.
Go.
But yes. At least it's not card games.
You know what it reminds me of?
No.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
I'm going to wreck this for
it's
you.
Not
are you ready?
You know, you're
are you ready? I'm going to wreck
distracted.
It. The motorcycle battle, you know what it reminds me of? Is that car chase from the second Matrix movie.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
I suddenly like it less.
Wrecked him.
Because I don't like The Matrix 2.
No one does.
Or the third one.
Third
one. Anybody remember the third one?
Third one's garbage. Third one just pisses me off. That's just an annoyance. I'm going to be stabbed with a million rebars and take 15 minutes to die.
That's what happens when your directors are batshit crazy and think they're artsy.
Don't be artsy, man.
Yeah.
Don't be artsy.
Yeah, they're trying so hard to be artsy that they just lose all focus.
I don't think John Wick 3 is artsy. It's just brutality.
No, it's like the Fast and the Furious movies. It's slowly devolving into that. And I've got no... Or the Pirates movies.
No,
I've got no problems with any of that.
I still think it's a level above the Pirates films.
There's one Pirate film.
No, there's multiple ones.
One!
I'm sorry, the most recent one, they steal a building. not just like, oh, we stole something out of the building, the building is gone.
Okay, first of all, you're confused. That's Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, no. They steal a building.
You telling me they don't steal a building?
With horseback. Well, they do steal a building.
Ah.
They transport. It's already their building. They don't steal it. They just transport it.
No, yeah. The government don't.
They confiscated it. But not with horses.
And the mobsters. They're stealing the building.
They had 10 horses, and they were trying to steal safe out of a building. But
and
instead,
they dragged the building.
They just
that
took
whole
the building.
Car chase with the Hot Wheels. They're all after the building. All
right, this is true. But the building is the size of a carry-on.
I'm just not going to talk about pirates with you.
This is an entire building.
In a Pirates movie.
In a Pirates
movie. Fast and Furious to Pirates movie. And
that's because they don't have the same technology.
I don't think
to
a team...
To buildings in place?
You know, because physics?
Whenever that scene started, I was just like, so this is the beginning of the movie. That was the first 10 minutes. We're barely into it. I was like, shit, where are we going from here?
What cracks you up is when you think that the wagon didn't just disintegrate.
Yeah, Jones Locker.
Or the safe go through the wall. It just drags the entire building.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I like it though.
I'm gonna find the YouTube clip of them just dragging the building.
No, Barry, no.
Barry the crates.
Barry.
We saw Barry the other day. We're like, oh look, the crates. Barry.
Who? The fuck is Barry?
Do we know a Barry?
Yeah, do we know a Barry?
We don't know Barry.
Barry.
No.
So William Sadler will be returning as Death. Look.
And we're back.
Look for that in 2020 release for sure.
And then go vote.
Barry. Big Finish, BBC's audio studio is releasing a new straight to audiobook adventure that I actually am really excited about. James Marsters and John Barrowman are getting back together to explain some more of Captain Jack's time past, as far as him being part of the time police or time agents?
He was part of Torchwood.
Oh,
this is before
modern day. Yeah, but before that, whenever you actually first meet him, he's part of the time police.
He's like a time agent.
Never talk about it.
No.
Again.
So James Marsters, who's also part of the time police brigade.
They're time agents is what they call them.
Pretty much.
But they never explain that ever again.
Ever.
Ever.
So yesterday I was sitting at the bar. And I was we were talking about Nerdist stuff, and we got into the topic of Doctor Who.
Go on.
And I told the bartender why I'm not a fan of David Tennant, and I convinced him.
Well.
Wow.
Well.
He was like, oh my God, you're right. He does do that.
Well.
And I was like, wow. I win.
You're converting people.
Well.
Thank God you're not.
Sorry, I'm over here making fun of her, making fun of David Tennant.
I don't think you're making fun of me. I think you just converted.
I know. I still like David Tennant.
You can like David Tennant. He's
I love David Tennant.
You're allowed to like cheese fries too. Don't tell me they're good for you though.
Ooh, you're right.
Cheese fries with chili.
Smash Mouth deserves a Grammy.
What?
And nobody can tell me otherwise.
What?
Smash Mouth deserves a Grammy. And David Tennant's good, and I love cheese fries, and they're delicious.
Okay, some of those statements are true.
Yeah.
No, those are, well.
So with or
they're all true.
Who cares? Grammys are bullshit. Who cares?
Very true.
anyway, something about time agents, which we never explained in the actual show.
Which they never explained.
They're getting a radio show. Ooh.
Which is kind of cool, because I'm excited to see how they pull off James Marsters and John Barrowman all in one audio drama in.
Do people still listen to audio dramas?
Yes.
Yeah. These are Big Finish.
Is that
Big
really a
Finish thing? Produces like 12 a year.
Wow.
At least.
Is it just a BBC thing?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
Well, and there's other companies that do it, no one is as successful.
I bet Doctor Who is a big one.
You're not a true nerd until you listen to radio shows for pleasure in the 21st century.
I'm not my father, so no. My dad listens to radio classics on his way to work every day. Love the man.
The same thing.
But the shadow knows.
The shadow.
Hey, the shadow knows.
Oh, that's my dad. The shadow knows. Watch the knuckles.
Watch the knuckles. Well, I mean, the American doctor, McCann, his whole doctor life is Big Finish.
Yeah.
He's made two appearances.
Because he was in the porno. Movie.
Yeah.
And
that was it.
Yeah. And he was in comics, too. He's got a whole comic arc.
And he makes his appearance in the relaunch when they do the Time War. Yes, for porno.
The Big Finish? Doesn't that sound like porn?
It does now.
It does, yes.
Now I can't unhear it.
Now I can't. No, I cursed my mind's eye.
You're welcome.
I'm
just going to ruin everything.
I was going to make a joke, but you guys wouldn't like it. Said mind's eye.
I don't want to clean that up, all right? You just stop.
We'll just leave that one there.
Put
that on the table.
I'll just leave this right here.
Nobody sit there.
It is available for pre-order through Big Finish's website. Pre-order.
Big Finish in your mind's eye, eh?
Big Finish's website. Don't Google it.
Don't Google it. Don't Google
well,
it.
I know what I'm Googling later. You can't stop me.
The pre-order is $37 for the U.S., 28
get my
pounds.
VHS tape of Big Finish. Along with my real Big Fish collection. same era.
After the release, you're going to have to end up paying $46.26. The pre-order is definitely the way to go. Or it's available for audio download.
Help.
I was going to say, is it on cassette tape? Is that why it costs $46?
No, it's on CD, but it's ridiculous what they charge once it's released.
It's like 80s prices.
Yeah,
I was
going
to say, wow.
I've seen them. The cheapest I usually see them for a month after release is $50.
Also, my problem is I have nothing to play it on CD.
You don't have a CD player in your car?
My car's too new for that.
Ooh.
They don't include CD players in cars anymore.
I just didn't know how to work it as a child.
My old car had a VHS and CD player combo.
VHS, so you could watch TV and
cassette
listen.
Tape.
He's on a spiritual
fuck
journey.
My old car.
It was the VHS in the bag, and I carried it.
I'm surprised that car didn't have an 8-track.
No,
right?
I remember the cars that had the VHS players. And yes, I said that correctly. The videotape players,
the BMWs and the Mercedes.
No, they were like they were those vans. And I don't mean Mini. They had TVs.
Oh, like the big cargo vans?
Yeah, they had vans with TVs and tape players.
That was a real big thing on Pimp My Ride.
No, by then they had DVD players.
No, they did.
But, yeah.
All right.
Weird.
There you go.
The 90s were a weird time,
they
man.
They really
so
were.
So strange. Also, out of the 90s, there was a comic book series called Danger Girl that was written and drawn by J. Scott Campbell.
Danger Girl!
It was actually a very good series. I loved the Cliffhanger series. Danger Girl was amazing. They're finally going to be doing a film for it.
Cool.
Spy Tale is with the three hot chicks, and they kick spies' ass.
Everybody drink!
Why? They're empowered women.
Said hot chicks.
They're not bad to look at, but
I'm flasking you, honey, not the release.
Oh my god.
You've been flasked.
Yeah, whatever.
Very the creeds. The creeds very
the flask. Everybody drink.
Feminism very
the feminism.
The toxic very. Masculinity.
Very toxic masculinity, very.
I want that soundbite.
Can you make it your ringtone?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. Can you be like, Barry, the text? Barry.
Barry.
Barry,
Barry, the phone call. Barry.
Barry, the text.
Barry, answer your phone, Barry.
Dude, I would pay for that.
I'll record that for you. Will you? All
right. Yeah, I'd pay for that.
Actually, you know, Space Ghost is coming to Colorado Springs Comic Con, so I'm going to try and get my sound bit again from Space Ghost, from All Coast right. to Coast. So excited.
You're going to replace Tao on the opening?
Yeah, replace Tao and put Space Ghost in there.
Dang
No offense.
Space Ghost better say strap on and have a good time.
No.
Voice is amazing. How dare you?
That'll be coming from Sony. As we get more information, we'll let you know. The Disney reckoning continues. They are reviving Lucasfilm Games Good. And may take back the Star Wars licensing Good. From EA. Thank fucking
Good.
God.
Do it.
Just do it.
Do it. Kill him.
Just take it back.
Kill him. Do it.
This
now
is still
you
up
will
in the air.
The power of the dark side.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Exactly
Perfect.
Right. IGN is the one that's leaked this particular brand of information.
Yeah.
And apparently Disney is talking with Lucasfilm and Games quite intimately about it. So.
Well, yeah, because they had the Lucasfilm Games IP for a while. They shut down the studio.
Correct.
And they fired everybody. And now they're like, hey, so fuck those EA guys. We're just going to take our stuff back.
If EA
They're taking their toys back.
Make a game
We're
worth of
take
shit.
Our toys back.
Well, that's the problem is EA keeps promising all these big deals. You know, they had Visceral Games working on shit, and then they're like, oh, hey, we're shutting down Visceral. And
yeah.
Everybody's like, oh.
We fired everybody.
Okay. Well.
Everyone from Visceral stopped showing up, so cool. We just closed it.
Well, that's because their fearless leader, she went over to Naughty Dog because she was like, yeah, no.
It also sounds like a porno. Is that a porno?
Yes.
Oh, God, I hope not.
You broke red.
And on that bombshell, we're all really dirty stories. Please don't make them good.
So make them Korean.
Make them Korean.